You guys had a 2 week break. I think the last time we heard from you was in Oberstdorf, and you took 2 weeks mostly in Seefeld. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, Simi and I were actually, we skipped Novo Mesto, so we were in Seefeld for 12 days or so before Oberstdorf, and then we just popped over to Oberstdorf for 3 days, and then we went back to Seefeld with the team. So it was really nice because it ended up being probably three and a half weeks in Seefeld with just a little trip to Oberstdorf in the middle.
Oh, wow. Good for you. And is that like, how did you organize, you know, roughly 3 weeks of training in Seefeld? What was that about for you?
Well, right after Dresden, I was pretty tired. So I took a little bit of time pretty easy, but then I felt like I was able to get in a good training block basically from after that till we came here with a little break before Oberstdorf to ensure that I still felt good at Oberstdorf. And so it was just really nice not to be bopping from hotel to hotel and just to sort of settle into one place and get some good consistent training without having to worry about resting too much for a weekend race.
For whatever reason, and maybe it's more like just mellow personality, you do kind of fly under the radar a little bit, even though you are super consistent. I mean, like way up there regularly this year. And I think that in my conversations with Devin, he brought that up a few weeks ago and I had to kind of go look at the overall list. I'm like, that's right. I mean, like Sophie is regularly making the finals. I know you were probably disappointed, but we're fourth in several races in a row. You qualified in third today. So you must be feeling good.
Yeah. I've been feeling really good. And I, after getting a little tired after Dresden, I felt like after taking a few days easy, I've been feeling really good lately through Oberstdorf and through the training. Yeah, it's been a funny season because I think it's like, it's probably my most consistently good season, but there just haven't, you know, the podium in Davos was obviously a great day, but I've had a lot of kind of fourth to ninth places. And those are still great days, but sometimes it's frustrating when you're so close to the podium with a lot of fourth places. But I've just tried to remind myself that, you know, fourth place is still really good. And a lot of those fourth place days have been a matter of tenths of seconds from third place. And it's not really fair to say that, you know, that's the difference between a good day and a bad day. It's the difference between a really good day and a good day. And so, yeah, today I felt really good in the qualifier. I've remembered in the past, I think I've had some good qualifiers here. And I think when I can ski at the pace I want to and go fast where I want to, I can feel pretty good. But the heats here always feel so hard. And I don't know if it's just a matter of, you know, maybe someone or six of you trying to set the pace or what, but it is a tricky course and the downhills are pretty technical. So there's not a lot of recovery. But I was really psyched with today. I mean, funny to get seventh place and be in the final, but yeah, I don't think that's probably happened to too many other people, so that's kind of cool. But I was pretty spent for the final. My semifinal, there was a lot going on, and I felt like I got pushed around a little bit, but gave it my all to make the final, and then did not have much left for the final. But I was proud to have been there and gave it my best.
I am curious, and I'm looking over at what Rachel wrote. And I remember this moment when I was watching it, and I'm going to butcher her last name from Sweden. Anna Divik? Divak? Divik? Is that my, you know who she is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She stumbled a little bit. And I think she, I'm trying to visualize here, was kind of on the outside on the right and maybe tried to cut in and tripped up, I think, a fellow Swede. And you kind of got caught behind that a little bit. And I initially thought, okay, you know, that's it. And you know, as you often do, you stay composed and just work your way back up. But can you speak to that? Like, what is that like, trying to stay composed and stay chill in a moment like that?
Yeah. Well, going up that first uphill, I think she got a little tripped up and sort of fell like into me, into my lane. And I was shocked because I was sure my pole had broken, but it hadn't. So I tried to push hard over the top. And the nice thing about those downhills is if you can ski them well, you can make up some time. And so I tried to relax and just ski it well and sort of get connected back with the group and then find a good line up that second hill, which I felt I had. But then on top of the second hill, all of a sudden the whole group was playing stop and go because no one wanted to lead down the downhill. And I was sort of stuck in the middle of that. And just, I felt like getting stepped on left and right there. But it actually, by the time they went, I think I was just far enough behind that I was actually in a really good draft when we came around that last corner. And my skis were quite fast. And so I was able to suck some people up and ski the finish well enough to, I guess, dead tie for second. But yeah, I think, I mean, sometimes there's something that happens where you're just totally out of the race. But on a course like that, there's so many technical downhills and things that can happen that you never know when someone else is going to fall or get stepped on. So if you can try to keep your head in it and stay composed, you can often fight your way back up or at least pick off a couple people.
How much are you focused on the overall at this point? Overall for sprint? And do you even want to go there?
No, that's fine. Doing well in the overall is always a good feeling. But I'm actually planning on coming home after the Scandinavian tour. So I'm going to miss Drammen, which, that's, I think, the only full points sprint we have left. So I'm definitely risking losing a lot of points there. But I think, over the last couple of years, I think I've found that taking some more breaks throughout the season and trying to focus on specific races is just mentally nicer than chasing around the World Cup and trying to get every single point you can. And historically, Drammen's been a challenging one for me. So it was kind of a no-brainer to have 2.5 weeks at home before Quebec and only have to miss one sprint and have that be Drammen. It could end up bumping me down the overall, and that's a bummer, but it's okay. I'd rather spend some time at home, and
for sure
I'm way more excited about Quebec and Minneapolis than I am about Drammen. So if I can have some good races there, or even just feel good there and feel like I got some nice time at home beforehand, to me, that's worth it.